And in his quiet way, Charles burned to be a Christian warrior. There was also the matter of his older brother, Henry, a champion of the joust, celebrated by the poets as a Protestant hero. Henry was supposed to have been king, but he had died when Charles was a boy, and his armour had passed on to him. It was too big. All his life, Charles would try and fit the steel, try to become the gartered Charlemagne beneath the British oak. And this war against Spain would be his big chance. Surely Parliament would cough up the money for the great Protestant crusade. Oh yes, was the answer, but, and it was a big but. You see, with all due respect, we don't much care for your choice of commander, the Duke of Buckingham. So while we are happy to fork over subsidies, we rather think we'll make it a short-term contract. Oh, renewable, to be sure, if he turns out all right. But Parliament knew perfectly well it wouldn't. From the start, Parliament had Buckingham's number. To them, he was an upstart nobody, a peacock with a pretty face, who'd been promoted outrageously above the great earls of the land.